Well, good morning. We're starting out in grand fashion, aren't we? Celebrating this day. I was trying to think this morning. I don't remember when the 4th of July landed on a Sunday. And it seems kind of strange to have it on a Sunday, but we'll take it. Okay, so we're talking about freedom this morning. I want to share with you a story. I had heard this on television once when I was watching the National Geographic channel. And I thought, my, okay, that's a good one to tuck away in the background for a future lesson. And then as I was preparing this lesson, I thought, perfect example. So what I was watching was about how they train circus elephants. And what they do is when they're young, they chain them. They put something on their feet, and they chain them to a stake in the ground. And so, naturally, they try to get away, but they can only go so far because of the chain that they have. And they try and they try, and then pretty soon, the trainers kind of test this out a little bit, and they'll loosen the chain to a certain extent, but the baby only goes so far because it thinks that's as far as it can go. And you think something that big would put it to the test, don't you? And try just a little bit harder to go a little further. 8,000 to however many pounds they get to be. They grow up as an adult and they still will go no further than what that chain let them go when they were a child. Totally unaware of their power, that they're massive and they could move a mountain if they just stepped out a little further than what that chain allowed them to do. You know, these young circus animals, that's all they know, is the training that they receive. And it's amazing because as babies, and in the documentary I watched as babies, of course it was time-lapse thing, but as babies they try and try and try to move further. And even after the chain was loosened, they'd still try and they would just get so far. And it was amazing to watch. You'd think that they would know that they could escape. But they finally give up trying. And so they're kind of complacent. Why try if this is as far as I'm going to be able to go? Their minds have been trained and programmed. Things have been fed to them as young animals. And that is all they know, and that's as far as they go. They don't even try any longer. Now, where's the chain in this case when they become adults? Where's the chain? It's all in the mind, right? because it's no longer around their feet, but they still will not go so far. They'll just go so far. You know, the mind is a tricky thing, isn't it? They're, even with elephants and maybe some of the other animals, once they get in a certain pattern, that's all they do. It's that certain pattern. I read also about where elephants trampled down this house because the house was built on their pathway. And this is the way they always went every spring. So what happened? They continue to go the way that they know, the way that someone has told them and built them up, and whoever the leader was, the way that they always took them. So, my question this morning is, you know, this country, oh my gosh, put out billions of dollars in rifles and guns and weapons. But there's still concern about freedom, isn't there? There should be a lesson in that, that it's not the guns and the weapons and the fighting that makes you free. Yes, we say this is the land of the free, but are we really? You know, this is very thought provoking. When I sat and I thought about it, I said, oh, Vernetta, do you really want to take the lesson that way? They're going to be so over it. But you know, we're in here. To many people, freedom means so many things. But we're in here to learn what true freedom is. True freedom is not to be under control or under the power of anyone. True freedom is not to do what others want you to do and what others do. True freedom is what releases you in mind to do what you were born to do or what you feel is your calling. You know, in John 8, 31 and 32, we have these words. Jesus said to those who believed in him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You know, we're disciples. Did you ever think about that? We're disciples. We're learning. And then once we learn, we'll take this word and become apostles, which will spread it to the masses. Let them know what is true. So, when I first came into Unity, I didn't understand what they were talking about when they said truth. You know, and we've gone over this many times in class. What I'm talking about this morning is the absolute. What's true of you, what never changes, it's that what? What do I say? Capital T. Right. You know, my truth is I may have a lot of truth that I believe, little truths, but the ultimate of me is what? I am a spiritual being first and foremost. Sure, Vernetta moves about this universe doing what she believes that she's here to do. And that may be my version of truth. But truth in the absolute is pure. It's what I say here, we're centered in love. Once we all come into that belief, that's the absolute truth. There's nothing else but love. That doesn't mean we're a doormat. It just means that along with that love, we embrace our oneness with each and every one of us, not only in this room, but outside of those doors. We embrace them in the pure love of God, which is the truth. I know you're saying, well, that's not easy to do. I know. Right. But practice, practice, practice. What does practice, that's one of the things we grew up with too. What does practice do? It makes perfect. It makes it, in unity, practice manifest whatever it is we practice. If we practice love, we'll manifest love. If we practice peace, we'll manifest peace. It's in us to do that. So, what often happens? We go along this thing called life, right? And as a babe, you might have been told, oh, you're not worthy of doing whatever your heart's desire is. You're not worthy of making that painting. You're not worthy of writing. You're not worthy of serving others. Hopefully none of us have heard that, but from time to time we hear from outside of our family, don't we? Think about some of the things you've been told in school. Oh, I don't think you'll be able to go to college. These things become like that elephant. We can't move away from them. We're bound by that chain of erroneous thoughts. Oh, but I am happy to say, right here, right now, you are freeing yourself. How so? You're learning the truth, right? You're practicing the truth. You're beginning to walk in that truth. As Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We're becoming freer every day when we open our minds and our hearts to what's true of God. What's true of God, you say? In contemplation, when something occurs that's you're resisting, take some time, sit in contemplation. And it's just like peeling an onion. All the excuses you make for it happening, begin to peel away that and get down to the bare truth about what it is you're in the midst of right now. And sometimes that bare truth is that I am never alone. God is always with me. I always have that in me that will help me walk through anything in life. And you know what? I always like to use this scenario. Just as you know that truth, tonight, look up in the skies, and when these fireworks start going off, that's what happens within you. You burst forth as a new being in Christ. Oh my, don't you want that? I do. I want to walk that walk and that talk. I don't want to be limited by any chain that has been taught to me in my early years of life. I want to dig up the roots of all that stuff and throw it out. What's the price of freedom? The price of freedom is doing the work. Are you willing to pay that price? Jesus Christ paid that price to show that, hey, there is no such thing as death. You're just walking to another dimension. You're passing through another door. Do not be afraid, little ones. That's one chain we can break if we begin to work on it, if we begin to know we are eternal beings. And what that eternal being means is that this is just clothing we have on. That means that we can keep moving up the spiral till we reach the pinnacle of our indwelling spirit. Most of us have probably spent all of our lives based on what the senses have fed us, what we see, what we hear, what we're told, what we read. But you know, the human eye can deceive you. I spent years not knowing that I had power within me to move mountains. I had power within me when those moments when I might sit in depression come. I have power within me that I can grasp hold of and rise up into my true nature. Oh my. So many chains can be broken. So many chains, because you are love. You are all the attributes of spirit. Don't let outer conditions decide your decisions for you, your fate for you. Don't let the news stories and all that stuff create panic and disorder in your life. Remember the truth about you and move knowing that truth. I just want to cover just a couple things from Emily Cady's book. I love these. These are the four basic unity denials. Anybody know them already? Oh, you know them. You just don't remember them. I know you know them. That chain is broke. You can move on and know that you know them. Well, one of them is that there is no evil. Yeah, I know. In you, there may be something rising up saying, oh, yes, there is. Evil is an accumulation of erroneous thoughts. Do we have to hold to those thoughts? No. That's a chain we can break. We say it all the time that there is only what? One power, one presence. That's a capital T truth. There is not a power and. When we begin to look at people, we have to hold them in light and know that deep within them, let's appeal to that spark that's within them. We all have a spark of divinity, and it's there. We have to change our terminology around and quit thinking of so much and so many as evil. You know what that does? It feeds the frenzy. It keeps that chain, that bond, because that's a learned thing. There is no absence of life substance anywhere. This is the hardest one to get because life is eternal, but we always think about what we don't know, you know? If you can believe in something out there that you don't know that's negative, why is it so hard to believe in spirit and being an intelligent, being internal? Where do you want to place your thoughts? That you are the Christ? That Christ goes on forever. And this is one we all, this one really will kind of throw your mind a little bit. Pain, sickness, poverty, old age, and death cannot master me, for they are not real. First, you have to work on knowing that there's no absence of life. Once you break that chain, then you can move out a little further and think about this one here. It says, when you look past the appearance, you see the spiritual being is perfect, whole, and harmonious. That's deep within all of us. But we want to hold on to what we see, what we feel. But once we begin to know that life is not final, that we can move on to another experience, let go of the attachments we have to this world. You know, there's the thing about the guy that went to heaven holding his earth in his hand, and they told him to let it go, and he said, oh, no, so. And when he finally got too old to hold on to it, and he got there and it sifted through his hands, and he was allowed entrance. We do that with this human things and this stuff because we've been programmed that way, and that's one of our chains. We think we can just go so far and then bloop, we die. And that's it. I believe in eternal life. I believe in stepping into whatever's next for me to do. And the other thing is, there is nothing in all the universe for me to fear. For greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. All this is stuff. All this is temporal. And I know you say, okay, Vernetta, you're giving us a fairy tale this morning. No. It's how you think. It's how you work through problems. It's how you work through the appearance that will sustain you. I choose to work through it in truth. I choose to believe the one presence, one power. I choose to believe that there is something in me that is going to move on, and that I can do whatever I set these thoughts to do. Look at me now. If you had told me 30 years ago that I would be standing here in leadership of a church, that I would be feeling the love I feel from you every time I walk through these doors, or every time you call on the phone, or every time I'm sitting in a chair and you come to mind, the feelings that come over me make me powerful. not power over you, but it makes me powerful over any thoughts that are erroneous. So we're gonna go into prayer. And the price of freedom, we're gonna put a deposit on it right now. Because this is the road, this is the direction to go. Is to let yourself settle in spirit and let it flow in and through you. Even if you don't think of any words, even if you just feel the flow. Feeling the vibrations working through you. Knowing that the one presence and the one power is responsible for those vibrations. That the activity of the heart is eluding love and peace and joy throughout your very being right now. And that every time you feel the tug of that chain, know that it's just that, and that you can step beyond it. That it's not holding you back. That your mind is open and free in this moment. And let's begin by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Really feel the words together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Now breathe that in. And as you breathe it in, release and give yourself permission to just take this moment. To take this moment and feel what it feels like to be free. To take this moment and know that the chains that bound you to erroneous beliefs are broken. And yes, you can step forward one step at a time, turning deep within, moving with the spirit that is within you. To that point where you just know you are in the absolute. There is only the one. And as you step over the threshold of your inner chamber, you know this truth. And you bathe in it in this moment. Right here, right now, in the quiet. And in the quietness of this moment, we know as the psalmist knew. In 51 verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. In other words, we're choosing to surrender to truth. We're choosing to move through all appearances as a spiritual being. We're choosing to know we cannot be bound by any chain. And we practice release and surrender. Dear God, in this moment, we are so grateful for what is true freedom, not freedom as the world says it is, but freedom from your spirit as we blend and know our oneness. And Holy Spirit, we are grateful for the awareness that you are moving in and through us always. And we say yes to life and to love and to peace, not only within us. We let our peace spread out and touch everyone within the vicinity of our bright vibrations. And we know that your love is the purest kind that there is. And we are thankful and grateful. So for all things, Holy Spirit, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We claim it right here, right now. No chains, we are free. Amen.